From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Senate last week approved the nomination of Dr. Jule Bronaugh as Deputy USDA Secretary. Most recently, Bronaugh was Virginia's Agriculture Commissioner and previously was the Virginia State Executive Director for USDA's Farm Service Agency. The National Pork Producers Council looks forward to working with Bronaugh on issues of importance to U.S. pork producers. Once sworn in, she'll be the first woman of color to serve as USDA's Deputy Secretary. Retail fresh produce sales totaled $5.4 billion in April, down 3.6% from 2020, but up 10.3% from 2019. The Packer.com reports fresh fruit sales were up 1.5% and fresh vegetable sales were down 8.8%. According to IRI, vegetables faced a higher bar than fruit in the year-over-year comparison for April, given the huge sales increase for potatoes, onions, and other cooking vegetables in the early days of COVID-19. A federal appeals court has upheld a damages award of $25 million to a California man who contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after decades of exposure to Roundup. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld the lower court verdict that found Roundup was a substantial factor in causing his illness, and the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act does not preempt state law claims. Monsanto argues it did not know and could not have known that glyphosate caused cancer back in 2012. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.